This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 2009 has been a busy but fulfilling year for Lucas Ocean. As the co-founder of the young, Sebastopol-based international education and exchange nonprofit, Global Student Embassy, he's coordinated group visits both here and abroad, expanded their local educational efforts, and added a third country on a third continent to their network of interlinked communities. First in that sequence was the arrival of 7 students from Argentina and Peru last January, the first exchange they had hosted. During their 4-week visit, Lewis recounts, the visitors worked with local youth to create a half-acre garden at the Village Park Mobile Home Park next to the Laguna at Highway 12.
So we go and work there. We have some gardening experts that come and help us, and the students learn the techniques of planting, of weeding, of making compost, learn about some of the nutrients that the plants need, different ways to cycle your crops to different areas depending on how the plants feed or what type of soil they need.
Produce from the garden, which they plan to expand next year, is now being donated to the Food for Thought Food Bank, the Grayton Day Labor Center, and shared with the Village Park residents. Then last summer, Ocean led a group of 15 student and adult volunteers on a reciprocal working visit to the 2 South American communities, stopping first in Santa Fe, Argentina.
We painted a school and we helped refurbish some classrooms and we installed heaters there. And then in Peru, we built an irrigation canal that spans close to 2 kilometers. The project was a collaboration with the farmers' union and with the municipality of the village that the fields are connected to.
Global Student Exchange also raised $7,000 to help fund that canal, which was completed and activated just last month. Ocean and his colleagues also traveled to Africa last spring, hoping to find a willing and suitable community to join their network in Tanzania.
One of the major reasons that we chose Tanzania was because of the very large young population there. Close to 45% of the people are under the age of 18. So we went there and met a lot of educators, visited a lot of high schools, and settled on a community called Morogoro because of its reputation as an educational center.
Back at home, the educational side of the organization also expanded, Lucas says, most notably by joining the arts curriculum at Windsor High School.
We teach a group of about 70 students topics such as youth leadership, international relations, the importance of grassroots organizing and community-to-community connections. And they learn about the demographics and cultural information about our participating communities of Morogoro, Tanzania, Santa Fe, Argentina, and Zarite, Peru, in preparation for interaction with the students.
They've also gotten involved in the creation of a new organic garden for and by students at El Molino High School in Forestville. All of their disparate activities will converge early in the new year when a new group of visitors are slated to arrive.
There'll be a group of 5 people from Santa Fe, Argentina, 5 people from Cusco in Peru, and at least our 2 directors from Morogoro, Tanzania, barring any mishaps with the visa process.
A fundraising dinner and silent auction to support the scholarship fund that enables the foreign students to make the trip to the West County will be held Friday night at the Sebastopol Community Center starting at 6:30. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.